On the telephone now by Liam Horan, MD of Slieneua Careers, not to discuss any particular issue relating to the jobs market, but rather a very interesting webinar being hosted by Liam this evening. And good afternoon to you, Liam. Welcome to the programme as always.
Thank you, Aidan.
And this webinar this evening will have interest for Leaving Cert students and indeed their parents.
Yes, it's the title of the webinar that we're running in Slieneua Careers is Leaving Cert Accredited Grades and New CAO Courses. And anything else that's of interest right now, we have a very large crowd coming, over 200 people registered. As you know, the Leaving Cert is subject to, or has been subject to, ongoing change the last 12 months or so. And there's a whole new world this year as well that students and their families are probably struggling to make some sense of. And that's been the feedback we have got from students and their families in the last few days. How are they going to navigate this? There's a whole new candidate portal which opened up yesterday, and students have indicated in the next 7 days whether they wish to sit the Leaving Cert as we know it or receive the accredited grades or both. So it's a big decision time for people in at Leaving Cert level, which has always been a tricky world, but it's much trickier in last year's Leaving Cert and again in this year's Leaving Cert. So our webinar sets out to dispel some of the confusion, to educate parents. We have two guidance counsellors who work in the school system, Sean Larkin, who's from Ballantubber, a Ballantubber footballer indeed, and Colm Flynn, who's a Galway man, and they're both very experienced and, more to the point, completely on top of this kind of thing right now, because things are changing, as I said, on an ongoing basis. You need people who are staying abreast of those changes.
And just in relation to what you said there regarding registration as to whether you're going to do the Leaving Cert as usual in terms of the written exam or calculated grades or a hybrid, I mean, to have to make that decision within 7 days is a lot of pressure for young people and indeed their parents.
There's huge pressure. I mean, the CAO system is complicated enough. You know, it requires a kind of a user's guide for people every year. And this is another layer of complication, and I think a lot of people are struggling. A lot of people are finding it very difficult, and 7 days, as you say, is a very short period of time to make a decision, you know, to confirm choices, to confirm levels, all that kind of thing. And I would imagine that in the schools at the moment, and remotely in the schools as well up until now, guidance counsellors are working very closely with young people to try and help them through the process. But what we have found from, we have, Sean and Colm both work with us privately and do work one-on-one with parents and students. But what we've discovered in the last few weeks is that the level of confusion or uncertainty is enormous. And as I said, we have about 240 people registered to attend tonight, which is a huge attendance for something of this size, or for something of this nature. And I think that just shows the confusion there is there. And, you know, the Leaving Cert is a whole world of its own, as you know. Is it the most important exam you'll ever do, or does life get shaped in other ways? Probably a bit of both. But right now, for those young people, after all they have been through in terms of the truncated end to last year's school year and all the uncertainty this year as well, are definitely looking around for guidance, and that's what tonight's webinar purports to do.
And when you think that the Leaving Cert students who will be sitting the Leaving Cert in June, in fifth year, they would have lost 3 months, there or thereabouts, and 2 months this year, which is kind of not far off, I suppose, a third or a quarter of the academic, of the actual cycle, the Leaving Cert cycle.
Yeah, it's been very disrupted, and there are other casualties in that as well, I think, in terms of just the uncertainty. You know, humans like certainty. We like to kind of know in general where we're going. If we go back to our own Leaving Cert days, I had a fairly clear idea of what I wanted to do going through secondary school and a fairly clear idea of how to go about that. And I was probably one of the lucky ones maybe in some ways, and I think looking back in it, one of the few that did have that kind of clarity. But I wouldn't like to be going through right now with all the various factors in the mix. As in, I'm not exactly sure what I want to do. I'm not exactly sure where I should do the things I might do. And I'm now not sure how I'll even do my Leaving Cert. How do I, you know, am I going to do option one, option two, or option three, which is an amalgamation of options one and two. So it's very, very difficult, and young people can get very stressed, as we know. Leaving Cert has had a, long before COVID, Leaving Cert has had a very there's a huge impact on lots of young people. So it's a very difficult time. We shouldn't underestimate it, and I think probably lots of parents in particular realise how testing and challenging it is. And we hope tonight to offer some support to parents as well in that regard. Parents are having a very difficult time as well. They're maybe doing homeschooling with younger children. They're working from home. They're trying to keep their businesses or their jobs alive, or they don't have a job or they don't have a business right now. So they have enough going on without all of this. So I know from talking to parents whose children are in this age bracket of the Leaving Cert cycle, it's a very, very demanding time.
And Liam, you and I speak on a Monday evening every week in regard to people who are in the workforce thinking of changing their careers or planning a different direction perhaps. But in terms of dealing with students who are doing the Leaving Cert in the next few months and uncertain about what they should do after the Leaving Cert, find people who are focused and they want to be teachers or dentists or lawyers or whatever, the musicians, but how do you advise the person, or how do the contributors advise people who are uncertain as to what they're going to do or what they're likely to be doing this time next year?
Well, I should first of all say that my training is not in working with school leavers.
Sure.
So, but I do know from interacting with Sean and with Cullum, for example, you know, the advice they give young people is to try and separate the wood from the trees and sort of enjoy it to a certain extent as well, not to feel overly burdened by it, and to get an understanding of what you like doing, what you're good at, what people say you're good at. And from all of that, you know, one of the problems nowadays is there's a multitude of paths you can take, and sometimes too much choice is as bad as not enough choice. And I've heard Sean and Cullum in previous webinars talk about trying, you know, as I said, separate the wood from the trees here and get to something that you like doing and get focused on that. And I think in many ways, the sooner you can get focused on that, the easier the study becomes, the easier the whatever way your school is rolling right now becomes as well. If you're looking at the whole range of choices and you're not sure, it's like a menu with too many items on it. It's better to have some sense going in the door of what you might like in that scenario. And that's, I think, is really important. And probably for parents as well, to give young people that space as well, you know, that they are allowed to make their own decision in a way that suits them. Yes, with guidance and with direction and with advice, but that it's them that are going to have to live the life that comes next, you know, post-Leaving Cert. And I suppose the other complicating factor, or maybe confusing factor for young people, is that once upon a time, what you chose post-Leaving Cert was likely to be your job for life for probably over half the working population. We now know that's not the case, that careers change. I heard somebody speaking lately on radio saying that all the jobs she has done were not jobs when she left college, if you know what I mean. That
sure.
Even the titles of jobs, all that's changing. So for young people to understand as well is that the Leaving Cert may prove to be a base for you long term. It may prove to be a set of results that will get you into other courses that will give you a leg in another door along the way. That it's no longer the big decision it was one time. And if you can get in the generally right direction, so if communications is your thing and you go down a communications road, well, if you realise it's not broadcasting but it might be marketing, there's an easy switch within that if you can. And that's to try and figure out what floats your boat a little bit and see can you get down that road post-Leaving Cert.
I know you're under a time constraint, Liam, so just one final question. How can people get involved in this if there are people listening who would like to register this evening? How is that done?
Very simply, if they email me at liam.horan@slinoaccareers.com, just say webinar and that, or they'll find it on our social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, or on our website. But if they email me at liam.horan@slinoaccareers.com, I will get them the login for tonight. It'll be available afterwards as well on our Facebook account as well. It'll be archived for people afterwards as well.
Oh, very good. We must leave it
and
there.
It's free of charge, of course, yeah.
And it's free of charge. That's a very important point as well. Liam Horan, MD of Slinoa Careers, as always, many thanks.
Thank you very much, Ian.